And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kilt girls. For more on Till the Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is September 30th. And we have now a World Cup of Hockey champion, and we're going to start off with Game 1, which took place on September 27th between Team Europe and Team Canada. The lineups for Team Europe was for Tomas Tatar with Anze Kopitar and Marian Hossa, Mikael Boddicker with Franz Nielsen and Matt Zuccarello, Thomas Vanek with Pierre-Edouard Bellemare and Yannick Hansen, Tobias Rieder with Leon Draisaitl and Nino Niederreiter, Roman Josi with Dennis Seidenberg, Zdeno Chara with Andre Sekera, Christian Erhoff with Mark Streit, and Yaroslav Halak in net. And then for Team Canada, you had Brad Marchand with Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, John Tavares with Ryan Getzlaff and Steven Stamkos, Logan Couture with Jonathan Toews and Corey Perry, Joe Thornton with Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchene, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Shea Weber, Jay Bouwmeester with Drew Doughty, and Alex Pietrangelo with Brent Burns, with Carey Price in net. And then in the first period of Game 1, Brad Marchand would be called for cross-checking 21 seconds into the game. But then at 2:33, Brad Marchand would score his third of the playoffs from Patrice Bergeron and Sidney Crosby, both their third of the playoff as well. Then at 13:20, Steven Stamkos would score his first of the playoffs from Ryan Getzlaff, his second. And then at the end of the first period, Canada would be up 2-0. Then going into the second period, 7 minutes into the period, Tomas Tatar would score his third of the playoffs from Dennis Seidenberg and Anze Kopitar, their first and third respectively. Then Christian Erhoff would be called for delay of game at 14:16, and then Brad Marchand would be called for interference at 17:03. At the end of the second period, Canada would be up 2-1. Then in the third period at 9:24, Patrice Bergeron would score his first of the playoffs from Sidney Crosby and Brad Marchand, their fourth and first respectively. At the end of the game, Canada would defeat Europe to take the 1-0 lead, 3-1. Shots were 38-33 in favor of Canada. Faceoffs were 56%-44% in favor of Canada. Hits were 22-16 in favor of Canada. And the power play, Europe was 0-2 and Canada was 0-1. Then going into Game 2, you had, which took place last night, September 29th. For Canada, your lineup stayed the same. So you had Brad Marchand with Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, John Tavares with Ryan Getzlaff and Steven Stamkos, Logan Couture with Jonathan Toews and Corey Perry, Joe Thornton with Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchene, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Shea Weber, Jay Bouwmeester with Drew Doughty, Alex Pietrangelo with Brent Burns, and Carey Price in the net. And same for Team Europe, their lineup stayed the same, so you had Tomas Tatar with Anze Kopitar and Marian Hossa, Tobias Rieder with Franz Nielsen and Matt Zuccarello, Thomas Vanek with Pierre-Edouard Bellemare and Yannick Hansen, Michael Boddicker with Leon Draisaitl and Nino Niederreiter. Then you had Roman Josi with Dennis Seidenberg, Zdeno Chara with Andre Sekera, and Christian Erhoff with Mark Streit, with Yaroslav Halak in the net. Then in the first period at 6:26, Zdeno Chara would score his first of the playoff from Andre Sekera and Franz Nielsen, their second and first respectively. Then at 10:52, Pierre-Edouard Bellemare would be called for hooking. Then at 12:30, Brent Burns would be called for hooking. At 14:49, Nino Niederreiter would be called for slashing. And at the end of the first period, Europe would be up 1-0. Now, this time I was able to actually be able to keep period-by-period stats. So for shots, Europe outshot Canada 12-8. Faceoffs were 50% each. Hits were 10-9 in favor of Europe. And the power play was 0-2 for Canada and 0-1 for Europe. Then the second period, the only thing that happened 32 seconds in when Marian Hossa was called for hooking. So once again, Europe would be up 1-0 after the second period. Shots were 27-21 in favor of Europe. Faceoffs were 56%-44% in favor of Europe. Hits were 18-17 in favor of Europe. And Canada was 0-3, and Europe is 0-1 on the power play. Then going into the third period, and this was so super exciting to watch. 2:17 into the period, Roman Josi would be called for delay of game. Then at 16:25, Anze Kopitar would be called for holding. At that moment, on the power play at 17:07, Patrice Bergeron would score his second of the playoff from Brent Burns and Sidney Crosby, their first and fifth of the playoff. Then Drew Doughty would be called for high-sticking at 18:10, but while shorthanded at 19:16, Brad Marchand would score his fourth of the playoff from Jonathan Toews and Alex Pietrangelo, their first each, to win the game 2-1 for Canada and taking a 2-0 series win to become the World Cup of Hockey 2016 champions. For the end, at the end of the game stats, shots were 34-33 in favor of Canada, faceoffs were 52% to 48% in favor of Europe, hits were 22 apiece. Canada was 1-for-5 on the power play, and Europe was 0-for-2. Sidney Crosby earned MVP, the MVP award, which I personally thought should have gone to Brad Marchand because he was just as clutch as Sidney Crosby was, if not more. But yeah, so your 2016 World Cup of Hockey champions is now Team Canada, which means I can now take Monday off from the regularly scheduled episode that was going to air that day, and I can happily announce that on Tuesday we will start be doing our new thing called NWHL Tuesday, which is just all NWHL hockey talk. We talk to the players, we talk to the coaches. Eventually down the pipeline we'll be talking to the commissioner of the National Women's Hockey League. So that's very exciting. That will be debuting on Tuesday and will be every Tuesday here on the Experience Hockey Talk. And then, of course, next Friday we will start our NHL season preview with the Western Conference, and then the following Monday we'll do the Eastern Conference preview. And with that, I know this is a short episode, but you know what? I've been using the World Cup as a way to get ready and to get back into the action that will be the 2016-17 NHL season. And boy, you may think that the NWHL thing is new and that we're having more episodes weekly is a new thing. Wait till you see what we got planned for you, because myself, Dixon Kendrick, who's been working more, is now doing more behind the scenes work for me, the Tilda Kild in Frederick, Maryland, the NWHL, we are working on everything together to bring you guys some new stuff, some new episodes, some fresh stuff as well as some live content that you can hear on soundcloud.com/x75-productions. And of course, you can always follow me on Twitter at @experiencehockey, facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And as always, we are brought to you by the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And also, I just want to throw a pitch out to my Twitch stream, which is twitch.tv/TheMichaelX75. I've been playing NHL 17 on there as of late. On Twitter, @Shaggy501916, forgetting his Twitter handle. Christopher, I'm so sorry that I'm forgetting your Twitter handle right now. I don't have my phone on me when I do these recordings. But if you go into my personal Twitter account @TheLindenBaum75 and scroll into my thing and look up Christopher, the Twitter handle is @Shaggy with 6 numbers after that. He is live tweeting the games between Dixon and I on Twitch. Definitely a blast. It's hilarious. It's a lot of fun. I'd highly recommend it. We will be doing NHL 17 again next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at twitch.tv/TheMichaelX75, and it's always worth the fun. And with that, I also want to do a shout-out to my friend Donald Gankenheimer. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or for that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player, then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build up my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. And as always, we're also brought to you by the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, where a cold beer never looks so good. And with that, we will come to you on Tuesday with the NWHL Tuesday episode.